Welcome to Conversations with Hikini Podcast. I am so excited that you have decided to join us for this episode. We celebrated last time 100 episodes, so this is episode 101. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So today we are going to dive into our meditation portion of Conversations with Hikini. It's been an awesome journey this far through self-love, learning how to be mindful every day. And so we're going to incorporate more meditation into these podcasts. So I hope you are ready. I hope you can find a quiet space or somewhat quiet space. But if not, try to get quiet within yourself. And we're just going to spend a few minutes just getting quiet. You can listen to this, right before you go to bed or right before you start your day, just to put you in a focus mode. So today we are going to start by asking ourselves, how are you today? Now, how are you today? Now, if you're doing this at the close of the day, you can ask, how was your day? Or if you're beginning, you ask, how are you today? Now, we're so used to saying, I'm fine, or I'm all right, I'm pretty good, but really, when you ask yourself, how are you today? Really think about that. Think about it. Feel the emotions behind it. How does it make you feel when you say that? Are you overjoyed and do you have lots of energy? Or are you sluggish and kind of feel kind of like you're dragging during the morning? So really get focused and clear about how you are doing. How you are doing. So we're going to go with the feeling. How is what that said made you feel? And despite your feelings, whether they're more positive that you would say they're more positive or more negative, you still have to go throughout your day. It's a choice, though, because I say you have to. But I'll tell you, there's so many people that are depressed and so many people that don't make it past a certain age because they decide they don't want to continue their day. But I'm here to empower you and to encourage you to, despite what's going on in the world around you or your world, keep pressing on, keep going. Use this time to deal with whatever it is that you need to deal with. And let's work through it. That's how you can grow. That's how things can change when you're shifting your mindset and you're learning how to move forward despite how you feel, despite what people say, despite your circumstances. You can learn how to move through those things and be an overcomer. In learning how to be grateful, showing gratitude, and encouraging others along the way. So, the quote that we are going to focus on today is one of the quotes that is included in my meditation journal. So, we're going to focus on this quote for today. So, I'll read it. I'll read it three times. So, here I go. I am a beautiful soul with a love for life. I have the tools to create the life that I want. I am a beautiful soul with a love for life. I have the tools to create the life that I want. I am a beautiful soul with a love for life. I have the tools to create the life that I want. Now, this goes beyond an affirmation. Because, according to some people, they say affirmations don't work, or it takes more than just saying. And they're right, it does take more than just saying something over and over again. As you've learned throughout our times together on this podcast, you have to put some action into whatever you do. So when you look in the mirror, when you get up from your quiet space, you are going to repeat this to yourself three times. And the more you believe it, and the more you put some action into it, even throughout the day, if you feel some negativity coming your way, you remind yourself that you are a beautiful soul, that you do have a love for life, that you do have the tools to create the life that you want. And as you do that, start thinking about what are the tools that you have. What are the tools that you have? So, we're going to get quiet for a little bit, and then I'll read the quote one more time, and then I'll ask you to do something right after. All right? So, I'll give you a little space for a moment. I want you to go get a piece of paper and a pencil and come back. So, I hope you're back. If not, of course, hit pause. So, take a deep breath, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. I want you to focus and for now, keep your eyes closed. Once you get in a habit of a quiet slash meditation routine, then maybe you want to keep your eyes open. That's an option as well. As long as you can learn how to focus yourself both ways and just listen as I repeat this and make it your own. I want you to really feel it. I am a beautiful soul with a love for life. I have the tools to create the life that I want. Now, whatever thoughts that are coming up for you right now, I want you to jot those down and ask yourself, how can I add more self-love to my day? How can I add more self-love to my day? So go ahead and whatever comes to mind, whether it's a few words or phrases or full sentences, I want you to jot those down right now. Now, the next assignment, I want you to put that somewhere where you can refer back to it later on. If you work from home, maybe you want to leave it on your desk, and maybe as you take a break, you want to refer back to it. If you work somewhere where you can't have a pad or a pen, you may want to take a screenshot of it and have it, with your phone or wherever you can have that and refer back to that. And at the end of the day, ask that same question, how am I today or how was my day? And I want you to encourage yourself by referring back to the thoughts that you jotted down. Now, I want you to start making this a habit of learning how to add more self-love to your day, because as you add more self-love, you are transforming yourself and you're creating those tools to create the life that you want. Because it all starts within. All right. So, if you would like a copy of my meditation journal, I have a meditation journal where you can get all of the different parts of the meditations that I have in there in the journaling information. I'll put all that in the show notes. It's on Amazon right now. But it is a nice meditation journal. It's for 365 days, although you can jot your own date within there. So you don't have to start in January. You can start right now. So I'll provide the link in the show notes. But until next time, learn to love and learn to serve. Bye for now.